Good morning. So it won't be Clarko at Carlton. The idea for the past 6 weeks has been near on intoxicating. I can't tell you how many calls and messages I've had from people claiming to know for sure and certain that Alistair Clarkson would coach the Blues. There's a good few of you listening right now who will have sent that correspondence over the past 6 weeks. Vivid imaginations and wishful thinking, as it has turned out. It would have been one of the great appointments in my time covering the game. I was thinking back this morning, so maybe Lee Matthews to Brisbane, Malcolm Blight to St Kilda, Ross Lyon to Fremantle, Paul Ruse to Melbourne. And I think it would have been rapidly successful. But it's not to be. It's not to be, as we learnt on 360 last night.
Is there any chance you'll coach Carlton next year?
No, listen, I spoke to Cookie over the weekend and I appreciated the call and enormously respectful of the process that they're going through, but I'm sticking to what I said, you know, 6 or 8 weeks ago, that I need a spell. I've only got 2 years. That's flat out or stop. I'm just not ready to go flat out again right now. I couldn't respect two clubs greater than Collingwood and Carlton in terms of the lure to coach those clubs is just like, is right sitting there right in front of your face. Do you want to put your hand up to see whether you'd be selected to coach those sides? But it wasn't strong enough to overpower my thinking in terms of what my family and I need right now, and that's 12-month spell. Now, in that 12 months, I'm quite serious when I've said this throughout the course of the year, I might find out that I can't recharge the batteries and I don't want to go again, or I think probably it's in my DNA to want to coach again at the end of next year or the year after, but I want to use the next 12 months to try to find that out.
It makes Clarkson a fascinating study for the next 12 months, and he will cast quite a shadow while the idea of a return to coaching exists. And it has Michael Voss momentarily in the unenviable position where there's the broad assumption he's going to be appointed, but he's officially being told nothing more than he's in the last two. I hope it is. I think Vossie will make a great fist of it the next time around. And if we are going to open this back up instead of discarding coaches so callously, Michael Voss is exactly the sort of coach who should get a second look at it after all the work that he's done since he departed the Brisbane Lions.